Now, for more on this story, I'm joined on the line by Gift of the Givers Director, Imtiaz Suleiman. Imtiaz, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Now, according to your calculations, has the ransom deadline passed?
Yes. You know, but the good news is Pierre's alive. Pierre is still alive. Mm. The deadline, according to them, passed at midnight last night. You remember I mentioned we had no communication with them from yesterday morning. And the whole day, they didn't respond to any calls. Last night, late at night, we called them, and Anas, my representative, who I moved away to a secure place more than 5 hours away, then called them, and whilst waiting for a response from them, he decided to drive back to the area they were, you know, from where he left. Mm. That took 5 hours. At 3:30 this morning, they met, sitting in a car in a quiet, isolated spot somewhere in Yemen, and they said, you know what, the deadline was passed at midnight last night. But they've renegotiated. They've given us a 3 weeks extension, but they did tell us that Pierre is not in very good health. But that's where it stands at the moment. We didn't discuss anything further because we just wanted to remake the connection, restart the dialogue, because we had lost communication for almost 48 hours. So to rebuild the dialogue, rebuild the trust, all we discussed is extension of 3 weeks. They told us Pierre is not well, and we said we'll discuss further and we'll leave it for the next days to come.
Okay, now you've got a 3 week extension, but are they still demanding the same ransom amount of $3 million?
We didn't discuss that at that part of the morning. We just wanted an extension and we said, look, let's just rebuild the dialogue again. We can't raise that issue at that moment of time. So we're just going to leave that, start the dialogue again, and talk about that a little later.
And when are you hoping to speak to the negotiators again? Sometime today or later this weekend?
Well, we just finished up with them at 6:30 this morning. You know, from last night. We were with them to 6:30 this morning. They all want to go and sleep and rest. They need to speak to their own people. And from there, the talks will now be about meeting again, going to each other's places, phoning each other. And thereafter, I think seriously from Monday next week, we will start talking about figures and all those kind of things.
Now, the government has sent International Relations Deputy Minister to Yemen. Will Gift of the Givers be working with government to try and secure Corky's release?
Government has to work separately. That's from the beginning we've always maintained that. They have to work to a diplomatic arrangement through the Yemeni government. We don't need to do that. We're already in touch, and the government doesn't negotiate with terrorists. That's a standard policy for all governments. We already have engaged Al-Qaeda. We've been talking to them. We've built rapport with them. We don't want to break what we've already started. And if we introduce anybody else in with us, they may not trust us, and they'll break the dialogue. We can't risk that relationship that we've developed with them. And because of that relationship, we have been successful in getting Yolandi out. Because of the relationship, they've understood now that we couldn't pay $3 million. That's why we didn't come last night. And we've now managed to grant an extension. Of course, we don't know if they're going to renegotiate the ransom figure, but that's something we can talk about. But we have to rebuild the dialogue and then establish the relationship further. They did tell us, of course, they volunteered information on their own to say that he's not in good health. And that's one of the things I've been talking about in the week, to say that we extend it very much longer. I'm afraid that he's going to have a serious problem being kept, you know, in captivity, that his illness is going to be a bigger threat, you know, than the execution.
Now, you spoke earlier about Pierre's health not being very good. Do you have any more details on his condition? What exactly is wrong with him health-wise?
No, his wife explained, Yolanda explained that he had a hernia, he had ear infection, you know, but she couldn't explain it properly medically. So we're not too sure what exactly she means. But, you know, she said his urine is not passing out too well and he's got some prolapse or something in the bowel area. So we're not sure what it is. We're not sure how long the hernia was there. Is it something new? Has he had it for many years? Is it large? Is it small? Will it fungulate? Will something else happen? We can't make any comment or give more medical information.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was Gift of the Givers Director Imtiaz Suleiman with the latest on Pierre Corky. He's still being held hostage in Yemen, and he's been given a 3 week extension on that ransom demand, which at this point has not changed.
Know more about your world.
ENCA.com.